Queen Elizabeth II has died. This is The Refresh from Insider. I'm Rob Gunther.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Buckingham Palace announced the Queen's death at her estate in Scotland, Balmoral. Elizabeth was Britain's longest reigning monarch, serving 70 years on the throne. She was 96 years old and had been in declining health for months. She became the monarch in 1952 when she was just 25 years old. Her son, Prince Charles, now becomes King Charles III. As darkness fell in London, a crowd gathered outside Buckingham Palace to mourn the Queen, while the city's famous black cabs lined up along the mall in silent tribute. At Balmoral, where the Queen died, these people spoke to the BBC.
Although, you know, you never knew her or anything, but her significance was just incredible.
It's history, and we just wanted to be here to share our condolences to the family.
I think the whole nation will come together and just, you know, feel the same. Yeah.
The new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, marked the moment outside 10 Downing Street.
And with the passing of the second Elizabethan age, we usher in a new era in the magnificent history of our great country, exactly as Her Majesty would have wished, by saying the words, God save the King.
Queen Elizabeth II never expected to be monarch, but the course of her life changed when she was merely 10 years old. That's when her uncle King Edward VIII abdicated and her father became King George VI. She was crowned in 1953, but it was a few years earlier, on her 21st birthday, that she publicly pledged her life to the throne.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
Elizabeth's reign spanned an unprecedented 70 years. Now, to put that in context, it began a decade before the Cuban Missile Crisis, through the rise and fall of the Berlin Wall, and the invention of the internet. She met with 13 out of the last 14 sitting U.S. presidents. She was a figure of calm and stability for her country through crises ranging from World War II to the COVID pandemic. And very occasionally, she would address the nation during times of national grief, like after Princess Diana's tragic death.
She was an exceptional and gifted human being. In good times and bad, she never lost her capacity to smile and laugh, nor to inspire others with her warmth and kindness. I admired and respected her for her energy and commitment to others, and especially for her devotion to her two boys.
It's not just the United Kingdom mourning her death today. Elizabeth was queen of 14 other Commonwealth countries as well, including Canada, Australia, and Jamaica.
The Queen's death is being marked by world leaders. French President Emmanuel Macron called her a kind-hearted queen who has left a lasting impression on her country and her century. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky extended condolences over this irreparable loss. And here in the U.S., Nancy Pelosi has ordered Capitol flags to be flown at half staff. President Biden said she was, quote, more than a monarch, she defined an era. The UK has a new monarch, His Majesty King Charles III, formerly Prince Charles. So, who is he? Well, he's the late Queen Elizabeth's oldest son, and at 73, he's now the oldest person to ascend the British throne. His very public first marriage to Princess Diana ended in a scandalous divorce. They had two children, Prince William, the new heir to the throne, and Prince Harry. King Charles served in the Royal Air Force and Royal Navy in the 70s, and within his family, he's known for being obsessed with gardening. He's been married to Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, for 17 years, and her new official title is Queen Consort. In a statement released this afternoon, King Charles III called the death of his mother, quote, a moment of the greatest sadness for me and all members of my family. Today and every day, we're updating The Refresh from Insider as news happens, so check back whenever you want to know the latest. Coming up, we play two headlines and a lie. Another federal investigation into Donald Trump? why not? This time, the Department of Justice is looking into Trump's post-presidential fundraising, into the Save America PAC, which he started after he lost the election. A new grand jury has been impaneled in Washington, and according to subpoenas examined by the New York Times, it looks like investigators are eyeing potential fraud. Trump raised millions after the election by rallying his supporters around the big lie. And did that mislead donors? Well, Representative Sol Lofgren said yes, calling it the big ripoff during a January 6 hearing in June.
Let's talk about the Oath Keepers. That's the far-right extremist group that's been accused of playing a big role in the January 6th insurrection. Well, that group's membership roster leaked, and the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism found that out of the nearly 4,000 names on this list, hundreds are members of the military and law enforcement, including police chiefs and sheriffs. And there are over 80 names on this list who either ran for or served in public office.
Southern California is already suffering record high temperatures and wildfires, and now a hurricane, too. Hurricane Kay has been lashing the Baja Peninsula, and it's expected to move north toward San Diego by late Friday. It's extremely rare for hurricanes to hit the West Coast, in part because of wind direction and cooler ocean temperatures. And while Kay could bring rain in the midst of a historic drought, it could also cause flash flooding, and the high winds could push sweltering temperatures even higher and farther inland.
If you're looking for a job, you might want to apply for an open position in Georgia. Fulton County still needs a director of elections. The successful candidate should be able to deal with conspiracy theorists, harassment, death threats, endless audits, maybe even pressure from a former president. Yes, the county, which includes Atlanta, has been unable to fill the top job at its elections department for 10 months now. The Washington Post reports it's part of a larger problem across the country, as political attacks against election workers have led to a wave of resignations.
Scientists have successfully created a synthetic human microbiome. I promise this is cool. Stay with me here. Humans have trillions of microbes living inside our bodies, creating a microscopic ecosystem. Scientists believe this network helps our immune system and maybe even influences our moods, but it's unclear how. Well, to find out, researchers have for the first time combined more than 100 of these microbes and given them a home inside mice. The ecosystems are stable and could lead to future medical breakthroughs. It's time for us to play our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie. And Dave is out this week, so I have a new co-host, Rob Gunther. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
And of course, our friend Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here again to play with us.
So as you know, Morning Brew runs a version of this game every Thursday in their daily newsletter. So Maddie, can you remind our listeners how the game works?
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than the Harry Styles spit video.
Jury's out on that, I think.
I know, it's a controversial take, but it's what I believe.
He spit. I've watched it so many times. He's, you know, it's like I've slow-moed it. It's unmistakable.
This is real journalism, listeners. You're welcome.
And Rob and Rebecca, as always, you're going to try to guess which headline you think is the lie.
And Dave, if you're listening, I plan to kick Rebecca's butt in your honor. I just have to say that's written on the script. Rebecca, I have no interest in kicking anything.
Maddie, give us this week's headlines.
Okay. Headline A, poop and pee fueled the huge algae boom in San Francisco Bay.
Got it.
Headline B, Shein said it will open an elderly dog sanctuary in an effort to do some good. And headline C, a urologist used an electric truck to power a vasectomy.
Wow.
Rob, Dave didn't know what Shein was. I know this from a game we played several months ago even. Do you know what Shein is?
I might embarrass myself, but I think it's like one of those Instagram ad clothing stores.
Close enough.
All right.
Good job. You're hired forever. Sorry, Dave. Okay, so poop and pee fueling algae bloom. I don't know. I live in Austin, Texas. There's a ton of algae everywhere. I'm pretty sure a lot of it comes from poop and pee. So I'm going to go ahead and say that's a real one.
Yes, I will have to agree. I know that in Long Island, I grew up on Long Island in New York State, and in Suffolk County, they don't have sewer systems way out east on the island, and septic tanks frequently spill their contents into the bay, killing all the fish, and resulting in similar algae blooms.
Great. Okay, I'm going to say that the fake headline is B, the dog sanctuary sponsored by Shein, because that one sounds kind of outrageous, but the other one, like a urologist powering a vasectomy with a what, Maddie?
An electric truck.
That sounds outrageous, but also real, you know? Like, it sounds like an exciting feat of science. So I'm going to go ahead and say headline B is the fake one.
I really don't want 3 to be true, so I'm going to say that one because it sounds incredibly painful.
Vasectomies are good for the world, Rob.
Yeah, but not powered by electric trucks. I'd like it done with local anesthesia, please.
But that means that you can just take your little truck and like do like to-go vasectomies, you know? Just order a vasectomy to your home.
Vasectomies around the world.
I like that world. So yeah, I'm going to stick to my headline B is the fake one. And Rob, you say headline C is the fake one?
Correct.
Maddie?
Okay, Rebecca is correct. The Shein headline was the fake headline. But I still beat Rob, and that's all that counts.
Happy to take the L on that one.
Okay, tell us about the real headlines, Maddie.
So, treated human waste full of nitrogen from 8 million residents is the culprit behind the rapid algae bloom in the San Francisco Bay. The bloom first showed up in July and has already killed tens of thousands of fish. And while scientists say climate change is partly to blame, the 37 plants in the area dumping everyone's dirty little secrets into the bay has kept the algae thriving. And the city said it can fix the problem by updating the wastewater facilities, but it's going to cost $14 billion.
Oof.
Love that story.
I just wanted to say poop and pee. So the second real headline, a guy in Austin, Texas, shout out, actually got a vasectomy that was powered by an electric truck. When the power at his office went out, Dr. Christopher Yang and his staff called all the patients for the day to cancel their appointments. He and his staff joked that they could actually use a Rivian electric truck for one of the appointments, a vasectomy. The patient was amazingly okay with that, so they ran an extension cord from the truck into the office, and then snip, snip, the doctor said the procedure went just as a normal one would.
This is the future liberals want. Ambulatory vasectomies.
This is the future liberals want.
Maddie, thank you so much. And Rob, welcome for your first two headlines in a lie.
Thanks for having me.
Be sure to visit morningbrew.com to subscribe to their great daily newsletter and listen to The Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show. I am Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Rob Gunther. Talk to you soon.